Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, yesterday was a perfect example of why we need an intelligence quotient test for Congress, otherwise known as an IQ test. Because we have morons there, and it goes back to a point I was making a few weeks ago. And it was a point I was making about a Republican, Senator Lankford, but it applies to politicians in general. Listen to me. Everybody tracking? Right out of the gate. These people are morons. No, they are legitimate morons. You take it however you like. Oh, you're being insulting. Okay, fine. I don't care. I'm only being insulting because it's true, and I'm telling you an axiomatic truth about these people up in politics up on Capitol Hill. They are idiots. That's why I don't want them to do anything. That's why the entire liberal guiding ideology, we're here to help, is broken. They can't help. They're morons. I'll show you what I mean coming up in a second. And I'm not going to start where you think I'm going to start either. Yeah, there was the AOC thing at the hearing. We're going to get to that. It was in the headline. But there was a different hearing yesterday where something else happened. And you'll see what I mean about how stupid these people are. No Joe today had a technical issue. So using the internet without ExpressVPN is like leaving your laptop exposed at the coffee shop table while you run to the bathroom. Most of the time, you're probably okay, but you really want to take that chance? You come back, laptop's gone. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, restaurants, airports, any hacker on that network can gain access to your financial, medical, and or personal data on the device. It doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge to hack someone. Just some cheap hardware is needed. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Your data is super valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling your personal info on the dark web. Protect your data today with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It'd take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. Plus, ExpressVPN is easy to use. Just fire up the app, click one button, and get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Stay secure on the go. I use it because I don't want the government watching what I'm doing online because it's none of their freaking business. That's why. Secure your online data today by going to expressvpn.com/Bongino. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. You can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, the people up there on Capitol Hill, not all of them, I never make gross stereotypes about entire groups of people, even politicians, because people deserve to be judged individually. However, having experienced many of these people, I can tell you I have a large enough sample size to make an informed decision. These people are dipshits. They are really stupid. Why you would ask someone, hold on. I'm already like rocking and rolling into the show. We're only like 3 minutes in. So we hired Tony not that long ago. Tony's running this operation today. He's doing this whole thing. He's like, ding, ding, ding. He's like, hey, don't distract me too. I got all this stuff going on, right? Why did I hire Tony? I hired Tony because he had a resume. He knows about video and stuff like that. Like he's been doing it. So that's what Tony does with video. But here's the crazy thing. Even when we brought Tony in here, Tony, you can vouch for me. This specific video setup is a little different than other stuff. So it took him a little while. Not a ton of time, but he had to get used to it. How is that? He's a video guy. Surely even he understands every single thing about video. No. I was a federal agent. I was hired as a Secret Service agent. I went through 9 months of training learning how to do protection. You know what happened? I got to the president's detail and they were like, forget all that stuff. We're doing new stuff now. What are you talking about? You were a professional executive protection guy. You didn't know what you were doing? No, I did. I just didn't know everything about everything. The point I'm trying to make is even an expert like Tony in the video space still has a lot to learn about specific video things in different setups. These people up in Congress don't know jack squat about you, your life, anything you do at all. How the hell are they going to solve your problems? These people are idiots. You saw it yesterday in this hearing about Hunter Biden, which I'm going to get to. But there were other hearings going on yesterday and over this past week. Today's show is going to be about a big, large issue, which is why you never trust people in government to solve your problems and do something. Ladies and gentlemen, they are too stupid. And we're going to bring the receipts. This is not going to be a simple show about lobbing insults. I'm going to tell you why they're too stupid and why they do what they do. It's all about power. This is not just about the Hunter Biden hearing. I want to show you this gem that happened yesterday, too. This is Senator John Kennedy. And again, folks, this is not about if you like these guys. Hey, I don't like any of them. Politicians are tools, period. We use them as tools, end of story. He was a good tool in this situation. Has he been a bad tool for other ones? Yes. I don't trust anyone. However, he's got this judicial nominee in a hearing yesterday, who apparently, as a private sector lawyer, signed on to a brief that was trying to push a ban of, quote, assault weapons. Why is this interaction interesting? Because this person could potentially be in your government as a judge, judging cases to ban something, and she has no idea what an assault weapon even is. You want government to solve your problems? You sure? Watch this.
When you were a partner in your law firm, you volunteered to write a brief on behalf of the Brady Center. You wrote the brief, and this is what you said. You volunteered for this. You weren't being paid. Is that right?
This was a pro bono case that one of my partners brought in, yes.
You said, quote, assault weapons may be banned because they're extraordinarily dangerous and are not appropriate for legitimate self-defense purposes, close quote. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Thank you, Senator Kennedy. Just to clarify there, I was local counsel.
But you wrote the brief. Tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
Senator Kennedy, actually, I did not write the brief. The brief was written by...
You signed the brief, though, did you?
Correct. I signed the brief.
You sign a brief, you're testifying to the court that everything in it is true, right?
Yes. Okay.
So they're your words in terms of the court, right?
Well, you're correct, Senator Kennedy. Okay. I would never
tell me what you meant by assault weapons.
So I am not a gun expert.
I know everybody, including me, laughed their asses off yesterday about AOC's unfamiliarity with the criminal code. I promise we'll get to that. I promise you. But that was not the only gem. Folks, listen to me. Look at him. Look at his goosebumps. Tony, can you vouch? These are like legit goosebumps. Look at that. The show is really important to me and it matters to me. And there are some things, you know, again, the cutesy time is over. Get dead stuff. We get it. But if there's one thing that was kind of a real road to Damascus, you know, St. Paul moment for me in my life in politics. It was when I first met politicians and started familiarizing myself with the process. I realized, my gosh, these are some of the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. I cannot believe there are so many things we rely on: national defense, public safety, tax codes, business policy, where we rely on people who are so unbelievably unqualified for even basic things. This woman could be inside of our government. She wants to ban something that could get you killed. If someone shows up at your house with a high-powered rifle and you had to fight back and the cops are 20 minutes away, you may not be able to have that rifle because a woman like this said you're banned while the criminal doesn't care and she doesn't even know what it is. She doesn't know what it is. You understand what we're up against? We're up against morons who want discretionary government. They hate the idea of rules and a constitution because it ropes them in. They love the idea of subjective government. This is a concept I talk about often on the show, but it's critical you understand. The idea of subjective government. Subjective government meaning this: I'm a communist, I'm in charge, right? I don't want a set of objective rules because then I can't violate them. They're not subjective. I have to stick to this constitution. Communists hate that because they need to treat people differently. We'll steal from this guy. We'll give to that guy. That's what they do. They hate anything objective. If you've ever asked yourself, why is it liberal commies hate the family, hate religion, hate the church, and hate God? What is the one thing they all have in common? A set of rules. The church says, do this, don't do that. The family has a set of values. Treat your sister well, love your mom. They hate that. The state wants you to love the state. I want you to listen to this exchange. This was very good. Ron Paul did an interview with Tucker Carlson the other day on his show. This describes perfectly. Tucker asks Ron Paul, hey, what is the deep state? And Ron Paul goes into this explanation that's really good. This is the end part of it, where he talks about how you can't have religion and be a communist liberal at the same time because there's a conflict there. Either the rules come from God or the rules come from the state. They can't come from both. Listen to this.
Why do some of the rich people become bums? Nicely put.
I think it's because they don't have a belief in a higher spirit.
Yeah.
I've mentioned to you that I don't think my position, what I'm doing here in Congress, I'm there to say, well, I know if you'd go to this church and do all, not that, but spiritually, everybody can have a spiritual life. And I don't think the nihilists can get rid of their spiritual life. They have a substitute and yes. They become the sort of the substitute and they know what's best for everybody.
Smart. Yeah.
Ron Paul is talking about people with wealth who become liberals and swampy Republicans as part of the deep state. And how their religion becomes this kind of, a cabal of betters, so to say. You can't have competing values with God. Folks, I started out the show this way for a reason. What happened yesterday up on Capitol Hill was just an abominable disgrace. There is a multi-step process going on right now to destroy this country. No borders, discretionary law, where they could change the rules, attack the family, attack property rights, attack science. Science is supposed to be a search for what? Objective truth. They can't have that. You saw it during COVID. I just want you quickly an update. Property rights out the window. There is a multi-step process going on to dismantle the United States as you know it. That's why you're seeing this fascination right now with these squatting stories. Do you see this? Here's this TikTok guy. I don't even know if this guy's in the country legally or not. He's on TikTok telling people in Spanish how to go steal people's homes. Here's about 10 seconds of this. Check this out.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla.
I want you to understand all of this is happening on purpose. Remember what I told you at the beginning of the show. Why do we have to live with a moron class governing over our entire lives? Because they don't want any objective set of rules to restrain them. What are borders? They're objective. Go here. You can't go there. Our country, your country. Liberals hate it. Law enforcement. Here's the law. Don't break the law. Well, if it's Hunter Biden, he can do it. You see how everything to them is interpretable? This is all being done on purpose by stupid people. The law is supposed to be objective. It is clearly not. They made up a crime, fabricated a crime out of whole cloth to prosecute Donald Trump. There is no fraud. This is completely made up. This case in New York is fabricated. These loans were legal, documented, paid back loans where the banks who received the funds had no complaints about the arrangement and wished to do additional business with Trump. Those are facts, dumbass liberals. Those are facts. Don't be imbeciles all the time. Yet you claim, despite having no fraud, no victims, and banks who say they did nothing wrong, Donald Trump committed a crime. Yet we produced for you yesterday, up on Capitol Hill, a business partner to the Biden crime family deals, who's telling you with emails and texts to back it up that Joe Biden and the influence peddling operation were married. They were two peas in the proverbial pod. And what did the dumbass liberals say? The dumbass liberals tell you, oh, no, there's no evidence. There's no crime there. Oh, really? Let's get to some of the hearing yesterday, because this is what I was talking about. This AOC exchange, ladies and gentlemen, you may have seen, is absolutely something to behold. I want to point out one thing about this before I get to it. This is, you're going to hear AOC and Tony Bobulinski. For those of you new to political podcasts or new to my show, let's just be clear about who the players are. AOC is a Democrat. She is the dumbest member of Congress by far. She has two titles. She's the dumbest female and the dumbest member. The dumbest male is Dan Goldman on the Democrat side. AOC is a moron, okay? We owned a bar growing up. Our bartenders were very smart. AOC is actually a disgrace to bartenders. I love bartenders. This one is an absolute disgrace. She is easily the dumbest member of Congress. What happens with AOC is because she can't, her computer processor, her brain runs on like a Commodore 64. She gets into arguments on the House floor like Dan Goldman, who's almost as dumb, that she can't get her way out of because she can't freaking process information. She is a genuinely stupid person. She's questioning a guy, Tony Bobulinski, who was a literal business partner to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and a number of entities, including the Chinese Communist Party. Bobulinski is telling her, here are the crimes these guys committed. And he lists them. I want you to notice what he said. FARA, Foreign Agent Registration Act, RICO. And because AOC is so stupid and she violated the golden rule of asking questions, what is it? Yes, chatsters, you know it. Never, ever ask a question you don't know the answer to. Here's this dipshit asking Bobulinski, hey, what crimes did you witness them commit? He then proceeds to list them, and her dopey computer can't process fast enough. Watch this.
Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You
specifically,
you ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No,
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with corruption.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
category
crime?
Of crimes?
Okay. RICO is not a crime. This woman is a dipshit. I need you to understand that this absolute imbecile is making decisions about your healthcare, your kids' education, regulatory reform, the internet, AI, oil and gas, the petrochemical industry, energy resources, the car market. This absolute freaking moron. Thank you, Tony. Tony threw up on the screen. That looks like a screenshot of my phone. Oh, look, it is. And look what I did. I went to Google so they can't say, listen, that's some right-wing website. This is an actual screenshot of my phone. This is how simple this is to do, folks. Look, here's my phone right here. I'm watching you guys and me in the chat on Rumble. That's why I'm always looking over there. All she had to do was pick up her phone, go to her favorite left-wing search engine, Scroogle, and put in what I put there, RICO statute. And look what comes up. Holy shit. The racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations, RICO, is a federal law, 18 U.S.C. 1961 through 68. Federal law? I thought it wasn't a crime. Targeting organized, oh shit, Tony, criminal activity. And right, racketeering. Wow, look, that's so weird. And of course, if RICO isn't a crime, how did Fonnie Willis down in Atlanta charge Donald Trump? And look at that, Tony. How did you find that, Tony? Why, you're so good at this. Why Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis chose RICO to indict? I thought, how did she do that? How did she indict Trump on? She just said it wasn't a crime. It's a category. A category of what? Oh, crimes. It's a category of what? Pigeons? What is it a category of? Flashlights? What is it a category of challenge coins? What is it a category of? Folks, these people are freaking idiots. Whenever they tell you, you sent me here to do something, I don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat, we did. We sent you to go there, plant your ass in the seat. You see your ass? You want to see? Here, look, the ass. Take it, stick it in the seat, and shut the fuck up. Shut up. Tommy John, look, you see, shut up. Because we don't need dipshits doing anything because you're too stupid. You are the branch of government designed to assist in the lawmaking process, and you don't even know RICO is a crime? You could have put it in your phone, you freaking moron. It came right up. Look at Tony, just like taking liberty, just doing his own thing. Like, he just one day just took the wings and started doing his own thing. This may be beyond dark, but I hate these people. They are so freaking stupid. You're out there busting your ass, and they do everything they can to make your life difficult. Everything. They cannot shut up and get out of the way. Just shut up. I don't want to hear anything from politicians, Republicans or Democrats anymore. You don't know anything about my life, my kids, my health care, my work, nothing. Just shut up. Just shut up. That AOC exchange, you should never forget that. Rico's not a crime. No. It's Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. I had to take a break or I'm going to lose my mind. I got more of this. Dan Goldman, of course, the second dumbest member of Congress, stepped on another rank yesterday, which was glorious. Morons. Oh, boy. Folks, prepare today because there are idiots in charge. And if there's an emergency, Tony's like, that's not an emergency. There are morons in charge up on Capitol Hill. And if something breaks bad, I'm dead serious. They're never going to tell you. Trust your gut and take action. No, I'm serious. Prepare because these people are too stupid to help you up in government. Get started today at MyPatriotSupply.com. Load up on 3-month emergency food kits today. Get one for every member of your family. They're packed with ready hour foods. They last 25 years in storage. And today you'll save $200 a kit. They've served millions of families. My Patriot Supply, they have survival seeds, water filtration, you name it, they've got it. But start with the emergency food today. If you are caught in an emergency with no food, you want your kids looking at you, daddy, when's the next meal coming in? You don't. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Get a kit for every member of your family. They ship fast and free. They arrive in unmarked boxes. Order by 3 p.m. The order will ship that same day. Save $200 per emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, I appreciate your patience. We take a day off, so thank you very much. Beams Dream Powder. You having trouble sleeping? You know sleep has been my, like, bete noir. Had a tough time with it. Beams Dream Powder is my new secret. It is my go-to. Revolutionize my nighttime routine. You know me, it's been a game changer. I've talked about it. Today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. Here's a packet right here. This is the cinnamon cocoa. It is way too delicious to put into words. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids cause the next day grogginess. Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beams Dream Powder in hot water or milk and enjoy before bedtime at 99. You want to try Beams Dream, best-selling Dream Powder? Get up to 40% off for a limited time. When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. All right, back to the show. Thank you. We appreciate it. So the second dumbest member of Congress, without question, is Dan Goldman. This is a man with, I would guess, a sub-80 IQ. This guy steps on rakes almost as much as AOC. But the funny thing about Dan Goldman is Dan Goldman is a stupid, smart person. AOC is just really stupid, period. There isn't any smart connections in AOC's brain. Her processor doesn't work very well. Dan Goldman thinks he's smart. So he steps on rakes by pretending he's going to outsmart people who he's never smarter than. This happened yesterday when he proves Tony Bobulinski's point about the infamous 10 for the big guy email. Again, for those of you new to this case, the Biden crime family, when they were operating, there was an email sent about how much money to send to people. And one of the emails said, hold back 10% for the big guy. Bob Alinsky says the big guy is Joe Biden, which would mean the president is getting money for illicit activity. Watch Dan Goldman prove his point. Because this guy can't. No one steps on rakes better than this idiot. Check this out.
You remember this text message, I'm sure.
Generally, yes.
All right. And in it, Gilliard writes, man, you are right. Let's get the company set up, then tell H and family the high stakes and get Joe involved. And 2 days later, Mr. Gilliard sent an email to UCCing Rob Walker and Hunter Biden, in which he suggested a division of the company and included a proposal of, quote, 10% held by H for the big guy, question mark. You remember that, right?
The infamous email with the big guy? Yes, yeah. I do.
Did anyone ever respond to that email?
Yes, they did, numerous times.
Sorry.
Hunter Biden himself did.
You're right.
Well, no, I think that's important because Hunter Biden has claimed that he didn't respond to it, and he responded to it.
You're just going to filibuster. I reclaim my time that's running out, but I will say no one responded to the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I love that. First, did anyone respond to the email? Actually, they did. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the question. I meant, did anyone respond to the 10%? No, they didn't have to because we all agreed in advance he was the big guy. If rakes in this guy's face everywhere. Folks, these people are idiots. Listen to me. Get your kids. Get them to watch the show. Well, maybe listen to the radio show instead. I don't know. Sometimes the cussing may be too much for the kids. I understand that. However, if you are over 18, you need to listen to this show because this show, we focus on the big issue over and over again, which is this. Government sucks. It will always suck. Not because government is inherently bad. It's inherently stupid. There are stupid people who are in government. Why are stupid people in government? Anybody in the chat have any idea? You guys in the chat are getting really good at this, by the way. You're so good. I asked before, what did AOC do wrong? And you said she asked the question she didn't know the answer to. You're 100% correct. You all are paying attention. But why do stupid people find themselves in government? Not everyone. Again, I don't want big, gross stereotypes or broad brushes. But why do many stupid people find themselves in government? The answer, folks, is a very simple one. They can't do anything else. They crave fame, notoriety, and what they can't do in the private sector. They're never going to be a superstar CEO. They're never going to be the center fielder for the Yankees. They can't sing. They can't paint. They don't know how to play football. They're not gifted speakers. They're not poets. They're just stupid. So what do? They say, well, if I have no marketable skills at all, like Tony's got a skill. Joe's got a skill. Joe does audio. Tony does video. That's their thing. Politicians can't do anything. AOC wasn't even a good bartender, I'll bet. They're not good at anything they do. So they crave power and attention, and they find themselves in politics. That's Dan Goldman, a genuine moron who, again, asks a question he doesn't know the answer to. He claims to be a lawyer because he's an idiot. It was this moment yesterday, too. This worked out great for them. This is Jamie Raskin, who proceeds to attack again the witness, Tony Bobulinski. This is amazing. Amazing. You have about 5 or 6 cases against Donald Trump with zero evidence at all of criminal activity. You have a hook, line, and sinker case of criminal activity and against the Biden family, and the Democrats can't do anything but protect him. Here's Jamie Raskin attacking one of the witnesses, Jason Galanis. And then at the end, they point out a great point, Jim Comer. Well, if Jason Galanis is such a bad guy, then what the hell was Hunter Biden doing picking him as a partner, you dipwad? Listen to this.
The majority has two witnesses. One, the designated con man as determined by two different federal courts, not without talent, but someone who deploys his talent towards the purposes of exploiting Native American Indian tribes, pensioners, and other innocent investors. And then Mr. Bobulinski, who offers a lot of rhetoric and a lot of hot air, but absolutely no facts that could indict the president of the United States for high crimes and misdemeanors, impeachable offenses against the Republic. The kinds of offenses which James Madison said are great attacks on the Republic itself, great affronts to our Republican form of government. And nobody on their side can even tell us what is the impeachable high crime and misdemeanor, which suggests that they are moving in the direction of criminal referrals and they should start by looking at their own witnesses. I yield back to you, Mr. Chairman.
And I'd like to remind the ranking member and Ms. Norton, the witness, Mr. Galanis, was partners with Hunter Biden. That's why he's here. We have their partners. You could have invited partners, but you invited this guy.
You know, Tony, you've been here long enough now, right? You know, if folks, I typically do not insert video content into the show for sheer humor value because the show is supposed to be edutainment. If it's not educational, if there's something, if there's no takeaway, I will rarely put it in the show. There's no takeaway here. There's no take. It's just funny that they don't understand that the guy is only there as a quote unquote bad guy, right? As they implied he was, this guy Galanis, because he was a partner with the president's son. That's the only reason. So if he's this shithead you keep saying he is, why the hell did the Biden family do business with him? There's no educational value in that at all. It's really just hilarious. And you know what? Hat tip to James Comer, the Republican at the end, who picked up on that simple point, that gloriously good point. This guy's only here. This guy you're saying is a moron and a horrible guy because the Bidens were doing business with him. I got to move on because there's nothing here. Hey, now that something happened yesterday with Jim Jordan too. One more cut from up on the hill. I got a lot more to get to. Big show, the Don Lemon thing. Tons of stuff happened yesterday. Please don't go anywhere. But Jim Jordan asked three questions yesterday. And these three questions must be answered. Must be answered the second Donald Trump gets into office. They are very important. And I'm glad he said it. Last break of the show. Again, I really appreciate your patience. Fast Growing Trees. We love them. They're back. They're the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S. Listen, you don't need to go anywhere else to get your plants and your trees. Just go to them. They have everything you possibly want. Fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens. I have two trees from here, another tree over in the new house. They have house plants. I got one in the bedroom because I sleep better with all the oxygen and all that stuff. Whatever you're interested, they have it. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it super easy to order online. The plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They offer free plant consultation forever. I just got a bunch of house plants because, again, I sleep better with them, produce more oxygen room. We have two trees outside. Tony passes by every day from them, still alive and thriving. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off select plants and other deals. And listeners to the show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when they use code Dan at checkout. That's an additional 15% off. This is a great company. Love having them. FastGrowingTrees.com. FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code Dan at checkout, my first name. Again, FastGrowingTrees.com. Code Dan, super easy website to use. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. For details, visit FastGrowingTrees.com. We love them. And our last sponsor today, because Tony's alone. If I throw this at him, I may knock him unconscious, so I don't want to do that today. This is it. Don't worry, Tony. You're safe today. If Guy was here, you'd have to be careful. But if this hits Tony in the head, someone's going to get hurt. This is the 5-pound bag of Blackout Coffee Blueberry Crumble. Why? Because Blackout knows the cinnamon French toast is my favorite, but Paula likes the blueberry crumble. All their coffees are amazing. They use premium grade coffee beans. None of this low level crap. None of this bitter nonsense coffee. This is good, bold coffee, never bitter. That's why I'm proud to personally recommend Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee. Blackout. Skip those long lines at the store and order online. The folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting. Coffee's amazing. For chatsters, come on. Cinnamon French toast. Let's get a yes. If you've tried it, you know what I'm talking about. Even my brother Jimmy, who never reaches out to me ever, said it's the real deal. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/bungee. I knew it. And see what I'm talking about. They're the real deal. Stop drinking that woke garbage coffee. blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. You can thank me later. You're going to love it. Blackout Coffee and thanks Fast Growing Trees. We appreciate it. All right, back to the show. Folks, this I would argue to you, although AOC, a couple lessons in the AOC thing. The people in charge right now are idiots. You should never put your faith in government when you could put your faith in yourself. They don't know anything about you. Second, don't ask questions you don't know the answer to. These are important things. Dan Goldman stepping on rakes is glorious. Raskin's a moron. But I can make a case to you. This was the most important thing said this week up on Capitol Hill. Jim Jordan just goes for it here. He asked three critical questions. He's like, you know, it's amazing. We've got all these January 6 people in gulags. We've got parents who attended school board meetings in jail. You've got pro-lifers being targeted. You've got Donald Trump with 22 different criminal cases, his taxes floating around, people stealing his taxes. Why don't we have an answer to these critical questions? This is very important. Take a listen.
Who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th? Nobody seems to know. Who leaked the Dobbs draft opinion? You know, the leak that led to an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh. How about this one? Who left cocaine at the White House? Biden administration doesn't seem to have time to answer these questions. They're too busy investigating parents at school board meetings, labeling Catholics extremists, retaliating against whistleblowers. They're too busy putting together a sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden.
Folks, these are some of the most important questions in government right now. And you know what? Listen, cutesy time is over. You know, it's one of my favorite shirts. I love wearing it to the gym. People always give me the thumbs up. This is no time for bullshit. Donald Trump will be in office at the end of January if he wins. Obviously, November election, swearing in is in January. I think it's January 20th. I want answers to this within the week, and I know he's going to try to get them. Who the hell planted those bombs, those January 6 bombs in front of the DNC? I'm telling you, it's the biggest scandal in our government right now. Second, who leaked the Dobbs decision about abortion? Brett Kavanaugh was almost killed because of this leak, and they are still hiding it. Somebody in our government leaked this thing. And finally, the cocaine at the White House. There is zero chance that a baggie, this is a baggie, right, was left behind. This is not cocaine. I do not snort cocaine. I don't believe in drugs. Don't do drugs. They ruin a friendship, right? Here you go. This is earpieces. But let's assume it's cocaine for a moment. If you were to place a plastic bag of cocaine, which we know was there, you would leave a... Look at that. Look at that, Tony. Wow. The opposable thumbs, they work pretty well. You would leave a fingerprint. No, Dan, maybe they did that. Oh, maybe they put it in their mouth and drop it in. Yeah, then you would leave this thing called saliva. Saliva, that has what? That DNA. So you would be able to find DNA or a fingerprint. Why haven't we found that out? The answer is we have. We just don't want you to know. And when I say we, I don't mean me. I mean them. I want the answer to those three questions. And you should too. And Jim Jordan knows we must get this answer. No excuses after Donald Trump takes office. Pipe bomb, the Dobbs case, and cocaine gate. Three of the most critical questions in our government right now. All right, folks, I got to move on. I got a couple other things to get to. You know, back to the point I was making in the beginning of the show, we should have IQ tests for Congress because these people are so stupid. And they say so many stupid things. It's astonishing that they have such control and power over our life. Limit government, not because it's bad. I can't say this enough. It becomes bad, but limit government because it's stupid. I had Father Bob Sirico. He's a priest, but he would lecture, I think, at the Acton Institute. And he said that one time, and it changed my view of this whole thing. Government becomes bad because it's stupid, but it doesn't start out bad. You know, our founding fathers had an idea. We should all operate by a collective set of rules we call government. I need you to understand, for as much as I hate government, believe me, brothers and sisters, I am with you. I would pat my heart, but my elbows don't work, as you know. Nobody hates government more than me, but it is necessary. There's got to be some set of collective rules. You have to be able to go to court if someone cheats you out of a contract. However, government is a necessary evil. It should be limited in your life. That was the purpose of the Constitution. I don't want to go on and on here. I just want to make the point to you that government is not inherently bad. Government is just stupid. And because government is stupid, we should limit its intrusion into our life into areas of maximum agreement. Maximum agreement, meaning we all agree what? We need an army and a military, right, to defend us, right? We'd already be finished if that weren't the case. Russia would have already invaded us. We need a court system. We need some semblance of trade rules among states. You don't want Florida tax in New York, tax in Georgia. you know, a road tax into Virginia. We need government. We just need it small, fit it in a bathtub, because the things we agree on maximally are small. Everything else, there's disagreement. How we should operate healthcare, we disagree. So why the hell would you have morons in the government figuring it out? Here's what I mean. You know, Marcus Lemonis, he had that show, The Prophet. I don't know what it was on CNBC. It was a good show. Marcus Lemonis was responding to Ted Lieu. The folks, Ted Lieu rivals Dan Goldman for stupidity. But the thing about Lieu is, while Dan Goldman steps on a rake once a week, Ted Lieu steps on a rake like once every 3 weeks. But Lieu is a genuine idiot too. So Ted Lieu tweeted out, Trump claims he's a billionaire, but he can't pay a $464 million judgment. That means he is lying. How do I know? Math. How do I know Ted Lieu is a moron? Because math. Ted, there's this thing called liquidity. Do you understand what it is? Folks, listen, people talking about money is not classy and distasteful. So please forgive me for a moment. I'm not trying to impress you. I promise you, I grew up a poor and then middle-class kid. I don't say too poor, but let's just say middle-class, lower middle-class. You know, my dad was a plumber, which I'm very proud of. My mom worked in a supermarket, God rest her soul. I did not grow up with money. But I'm not going to lie to you. We do okay now. Am I a billionaire? No, not even close. But we've done okay with investments. So I have a general understanding of what it's like to now have money when I didn't. My money is not liquid. I'm sorry to I'm wasting your time because you all get it. My money is held in Rumble stock, in assets, in real estate, in my house, my studio. In other words, I can't write a check against it. Marcus Lemonis had to explain this to Ted Lieu, who is a member of freaking Congress, who thinks Donald Trump is walking around with $1 billion in cash in a freaking suitcase because Ted Lieu's a dipshit. And yet he's making decisions about your money. Lemonis writes, with respect, Ted Lieu, you may know math, but business doesn't work this way. Balance sheets are cumulative, and while liquidity is key, a return on capital is the cornerstone of capitalism. Please be more thoughtful in your presentation, i.e., thank you, Marcus Lemonis says, don't say stupid things. I know Ted Lieu doesn't understand what Marcus Lemonis just said. What Marcus Lemonis is saying, which is absolutely accurate, is there isn't, can we do the economics thing? If you don't want it, just tell me no in the chat right now. I'll give you, just for a second, I got to explain this because there are genuine morons who don't understand this. There is a thing in economics. If you don't understand it, don't ever get in a financial field. It's called an opportunity cost. Folks, you are not wealthier if you go and work a job making $9 an hour where you could go work a job and make $150. The moron liberal goes, yeah, you're wealthier. You made $9 an hour. The smart person goes, no, you're not. You could have made $150. So you're actually $141 an hour poorer because you chose a field making $9 an hour when your skills could have made you $150. That is second level thinking. Ted Lieu thinking, is Donald Trump's a billionaire? Donald Trump must have the money in a briefcase. Let me tell you who has money in briefcases. Stupid millionaires who rapidly won't be millionaires. You put your money in assets that grow them. Gold, real estate, equities, bonds, muni bonds, tips bonds, whatever you think is going to make your Bitcoin, baseball cards, comic books. I don't care. There's a million ways to make money. However, there's only one way to lose it. And that's to sit there and keep it in cash when you could be making more money in assets. This freaking guy, Ted Lieu, is a member of Congress, folks. This is a genuinely stupid person. Yeah, I'm going to skip the bond thing. All right, go do it another time. So I want to get this. I got so much more stuff. I got to get 2-pager today. Sorry. Another example of stupid people. Did you see Don Lemon yesterday? And I'm going to throw this out there again. I don't like Don Lemon. He is a moron. He is another Ted Lieu, AOC, Dan Goldman, liberal idiot. There have been a lot of morons on today's show today, and I'm sorry if you find any of this offensive, but it's important. Liberals rely on stupidity. But I will say to Don Lemon, as an equity holder in Rumble, I'm not a manager there, I don't make decisions. I believe in free speech. I think you're an idiot. Don't put your stuff on Rumble. You're claiming Elon screwed you over. Elon didn't screw you over at all. I don't know Elon. I've never met him. Elon said, go put your stuff on X. It's there for you. It's a free speech platform. I'll tell you the same thing with Rumble. Go put your stuff there. X just isn't going to pay you for it. See, that's the difference. I don't want to censor Don Lemon because I love when you see clips like this. This is a Ted Lieu AOC moment. He's interviewing with Kara Swisher, who is a left-leaning podcaster. He's got a pretty popular show. And Don Lemon does what every single pathetic, weak, cowardly liberal does every time. Why did the interview with Elon not go well? Because I'm black and because I'm gay. And Kara's like, well, maybe it's more because you're gay. Maybe it's because you're an imbecile. Do you ever think of that? Listen to this.
And people have been asking me what I meant by when I said he did not like answering questions or being held to account from people like me. And so some people took it to mean a racial thing. I meant someone who has a different worldview. But since people raised it and you said what you said, do you think that he was uncomfortable? I didn't want to go there. Do you think he was uncomfortable sitting in front of a gay black guy?
Probably more gay than black, I would think. I hate to say that, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, having to answer questions from...
I don't think he likes control beyond himself. And so it doesn't matter who's exerting it. I don't think he much likes Joe Biden.
Folks, this is so weak. This is so weak and pathetic. To the liberals out there who are citizens of this country just like me, and I respect your God-given rights. I do. See, that's the difference between us and you. You don't respect my rights. I know you, both of those people would probably love to censor me. Maybe not Kara, but I know Don Lemon probably would, right? I don't want you to shut up. I want you both to talk because I want the world, not just the United States, to see what you're about. You claim to be someone of intellect, right? I'm not saying Don Lemon says he's a genius. I've never heard him say that, but he probably thinks he's a person of Tony, fair assessment. He probably, I'm a reasonably smart guy. Made it in TV. Did he had a show on CNN? I mean, I wouldn't call the guy a total failure. He didn't do great ratings. CNN didn't think he was good enough to keep on. They let him go. But I wouldn't call him totally untalented. That'd be ridiculous. That'd be something they'd say about us. How pathetic that this guy, who's gay and black, and by the way, nobody outside of Don Lemon gives a shit that he's gay or black. Nobody cares. Why would you give a shit? What does that have to do with anything? Your content sucks. It's just bad. Your content is garbage. Your interview with Elon was stupid. The premise of your questions, you refuted in your own questions. You were asking a genius, Elon Musk, your intellectual superior by far, questions totally out of your league. And then when he answered, you were puzzled. So then you do what every liberal does, which is what? You appeal to stupid. Everything's racist. Everything. Never take ownership over anything. Oh, it's because I'm gay. It's because I'm black. Liberals, nobody, you understand that nobody's buying this shit anymore? Nobody. Everybody is laughing at you. I am not kidding. Everybody is laughing at you. They're laughing at you because of what was reported to be ridiculous contract demands. You claiming Elon was somehow suppressing you. He's not suppressing anything. Folks, X is a video platform just like Rumble. Don can put his stuff anywhere. If Don Lemon joined Rumble tomorrow, I'd put out, hey, here's Don Lemon on Rumble. Why? Because I would like you to see stupid stuff. And he's free to call my stuff moronic or dumb. Just all I ask is produce the receipts. Produce me a single shred of evidence that Elon is homophobic or somehow a racist. A single shred of it. You can't. You just made it up. Because as Tony just said, as we were listening to this, you guys are chronic victims. It's pathetic. It's cowardly. It's weak. Don't you guys have parents? Some of you, you know, you have kids. You ever say to your kids, like, take responsibility? Oh, they don't like me because I'm black and gay. Yeah, yeah, sure, Don. That's it. I'm sure that's it. Why are these people on the left? They are so freaking weird. Everything they do is backwards. You see this guy yesterday? It's Mike Singdon. Apparently he was some NBC guy in the past. You see him on Twitter? This thing went viral yesterday. This guy's like obsessed with Barron Trump. These are these weirdos on the left. Barron Trump turns 18 today. He's fair game now. Really? What does that mean there, Mike? This guy apparently has some kind of obsession with Barron Trump. I guess he deleted the tweet. First son, Barron Trump, celebrates his 12th birthday today. Let's take a look back. Moving on. Why are these people so weird? Don Lemon, Mike Singdon, AOC, Dan Goldman. Why are they so weird? Folks, I've always been proud on the conservative side when we screw something up. Not Republican side, conservative side. We're like, man, we screwed that up and we'll call out our own. These people, it's like they admire weirdness and stupidity. Did you see this one in the New York Times? This is like the greatest Republicans pounce ever. Chasing clicks in the jungle. Right-wing influencers descend on the Darien Gap. So just to be clear, there's a massive immigration crisis down south at the border. And right-wing influencers are chasing clicks by reporting on the biggest national security crisis in our country right now. Again, you see what we're dealing with these media people and these idiots out there, folks? You have to understand, we have real serious problems right now. Breaking 911, nearly 3 dozen Chinese warplanes swarmed Taiwan, government says. We have serious problems going on right now, and you've got a moron class in charge. We've got a few months to clean this operation up until an election in November. I know you may not like them. I understand. I'm not telling you who to like and not like. But Karl Rove had an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal, and put aside the personalities for a minute. But he was talking about some very important electoral dynamics that you all need to understand. This election, ladies and gentlemen, is going to come down to 7 states. I say that because if you were a listener in the 7 states, I'm looking in the chat now. Any of you in the chat are in these 7 states. Everybody has to get out and vote. No state, do not, no talk of a red wave. Everybody get out and vote, bring 10 friends. With a popular vote, although it technically doesn't matter, does matter. It's a messaging device. Everybody, I don't care if you're in New York, California, there are down ballot races. Don't take this any other way. However, these 7 states are going to be extra important in the presidential election. Rove is right in this respect. Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada, Michigan. Those 7 states are going to be critical. If you are a Republican in those states, I need you to start thinking now how you're going to marshal an effort to do my 10, 10, and 10 plan. Turnout is going to be key. If we get maximum turnout in this election and set records, ladies and gentlemen, there is no way we'll lose. We've got a Senate race in Nevada, a Senate race in Pennsylvania, a Senate race in Ohio, a Senate race in Montana, in West Virginia, Arizona. These are critical states. We've got to take it back. Even Maryland, with Larry Hogan, who's not one of us, but I'll take him over the alternative, is polling ahead. We can't hand over Donald Trump a substandard Senate and cabinet, ladies and gentlemen. We can't. We'll have the same problem we had last time. Donald Trump is going to put judges in charge. You're seeing the problem with the judicial system right now, with this border nonsense and this whole mess. And when you get judges in charge that are like activists, what happens? You get that judge in the beginning. What's an assault weapon? We have a chance in the next 4 years of Donald Trump. We have an opportunity to appoint a number of federal judges. And I want you to think about something. I don't mean to sound macabre, and I'm not wishing ill on anyone. I want to be clear. But Sonia Sotomayor is not young. She could leave in the next few years. She leaves, we could appoint another Supreme Court justice, which would give us a 6-3 majority. And it's 6-3 now. No, it's not. John Roberts is totally unreliable. I'm just throwing that out there. We have an opportunity for significant change ahead. It is not good enough to turn Donald Trump over a Senate and a House without leadership. You know, we got some time. So you got that clip, the one from CNBC, Tone? Okay, I wasn't going to play this, but folks, before we go, this is important. I'm not sure how this is going to go over with you all. So I understand if you want to like buzz out, but this is something really important to me. Again, I've always intended the show to be kind of instructional. This is a short clip from CNBC. It's about a minute. It's, was it Sorkin? Is that his name? Yeah. And, there are these agencies out there that proxy vote. The long story made really short is this. These two ratings agencies influence U.S. corporate policy because a lot of people don't have time to, if they invest in stock, to go and vote for board members and stuff like that. So they take the advice of these two agencies. A lot of what's happening in America right now, in corporate America, this ESG DEI crap is because of these two agencies. I want you to see how uncomfortable one of the ladies from this agency is on CNBC when Sorkin asks her about their influence in corporate America. You want to see why these companies go woke? These two companies are some of the primary reasons. Watch this.
So the investment thesis is something we leave to the investors, frankly. And when we work with the investors, right, they help articulate what their philosophies and their programs are.
But can I interject just for 1 second? And this goes to, you know, at the top, you said, oh, we don't have this influence. I would make an argument, and you can disagree with this argument, that and I actually think it's unfortunate, but it's the truth, and I understand how the world works, that a lot of institutional investors effectively outsource their investment philosophies on governance to you. That's why they're hiring you. And a lot of folks get the ISS recommendation, and they're able to then turn around to their investors and say, well, and to their pensioners and everybody else, say, well, we did what ISS did. And that's actually an easier way for us, rather than us have thousands of people who are going to work for us. We're going to actually look at every single stock and every single company and figure out the governance and all. We're not going to do that. There's this other company over here called ISS. That's what they do. And we're going to let them tell us what to do. And that's how we're going to run things. I don't know if you think that's a fair explanation, but I think that's what's happening. And that's why I think you have the influence you do, even if you don't want to believe it.
I don't think that's what's happening. I think we enable investors.
Folks, I know that's like a wonky type of clip, but it is super important you understand that. You want to see why we're losing the culture wars and we've only recently turned it around? You got these two proxy voting agencies that basically control every public company. They don't want to admit they do. You see how uncomfortable she is? But Sorkin's absolutely correct. Well, a lot of this DEI stuff is because these pensions that invest major money go to these two companies and they got to speak out against this stuff. Hey, one last thing, but it's very important you understand that. Once you understand the mechanics, it all makes sense. The blob, all of it, right? One last thing, Miss Paula wanted me to mention, we just got a whole boatload of Don't Get Dead tumblers. She personally brought this up here. This is, you see it? Don't Get Dead right there. Store.bongino.com. She personally asked me to mention it. So if you want one, check them out. Don't Get Dead. We just got a bunch of them. You could probably fit a torpedo full of coffee in this one. You're drinking blackout. Okay, doesn't fit the whole bag, but almost. So check them out. Don't Get Dead. Of course, we got the cutesy time is over shirts. We've restocked on a lot of stuff. Some, most of it's in, some of it's out, but the tumblers are definitely in. So pick those up at store.bongino.com, store.bongino.com. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I appreciate it. I'll see you here in the radio show in a few minutes and back here tomorrow, 11 a.m., rumble.com/Bongino. Download the Rumble app. It's free. Start an account. It's absolutely free. And let's chat away. I love having you. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.